Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's described as an espionage thriller with a metaphysical twist. The new spy series counterpart, a Starz original series, low-level worker at a Berlin-based UN spy agency, discovers that his organization is safeguarding a secret crossing into a parallel dimension. Playing an agency director whose career begins to unravel is British actor, writer, producer Harry Lloyd, who's built a reputation for acclaimed performances in film, television, and theater, widely known for his role on the Emmy-winning Game of Thrones, also a starring role in the Emmy winner Manhattan, a number of British TV series, movie roles in the Academy Award-nominated Theory of Everything, also Iron Lady, Jane Eyre, Anthropoid, and The Wife, numerous memorable roles on London's West End stage, producer star of his own film Big Significant Things, critical acclaim for his one-man show Notes from the Underground, a three-part web series Supreme Tweeter that he wrote, directed, and starred in, and now starring in Counterpoint, a Starz original series, premiering Sunday, January 21st, 8 Eastern Pacific, Harry Lloyd with us on This Week in America. Hi, Harry. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Hi, thanks for having me.
Really looking forward to the series that's about to unfold. And you said that when you were pitched the series, you immediately were attracted to it. It was something you've never before seen on television. What was it that so impressed you right from the beginning?
It was this pilot script. I remember exactly where I was when I read it the first time. And it was this mashup of these two very specific and distinct genres, which just worked so well together. I felt that I was reading an adaptation of some famous 20th century novel that I must have never heard of, but it's all completely original by this young creator, Justin Marks, who's been developing the idea over the last 8 years, and it's so detailed and so lived in. I was really struck by its originality and its sophistication.
In fact, you said when you sat down and you read the scripts for Counterpart, the last, what, 3-4 you read all at one time because you thought you were reading a thriller.
That's right, yeah. I mean, I read the first episode, and I said straight away I would like to audition for this, and I was in London doing a play, so I couldn't come over, but I sent off a tape. And then when we started talking more and more about me doing the role, they sent me some other scripts, and it wasn't until we were filming that I remember reading the very last three, 8, 9, and 10, which is by that time, it's going at such a brilliant pace, and it was like a thriller, and I sat in bed one night and just read 8, 9, 10, back to back, like I forgot that I was in it, that I actually have some work to do.
You're sort of imagining who's going to play Peter Quayle, and you are playing Peter Quayle in Counterpart. Yeah. Talk about the role. I mentioned that you're an agency director, and you become unraveled, and you really don't handle this well, do you?
No. Peter Quayle ultimately is someone who's very much out of his depth. He's a guy who's found himself in this fairly high-level position as a deputy director of strategy, who deals with a lot of the espionage and the spy work between these two worlds and the secrets that they are trying to uncover. And there's ultimately quite complicated diplomatic relations between these two worlds. And yet, when the other Howard, the other character that JK plays, comes over and has uncovered this massive conspiracy, this uneasy peace between the two worlds is becoming more and more uneasy and more complicated. And ultimately, he is just trying to save his job. He doesn't have any interest in the philosophical aspects of the fact that there's another him. He's not interested in, you know, doing all the spy games, really, and getting to the bottom of this and beating the enemy. He just wants to save his own job, and he is struggling.
We're talking about, yes, reluctant, I think, is a word. He really doesn't want to participate in this. He wants to go back to the way things were done before and leave life well enough alone. The Starz new spy series Counterpart, Sundays, 8 o'clock Eastern on Starz. With us is Harry Lloyd. He plays Peter Quayle. An amazing character is Howard Silk, played by J.K. Simmons. Talk about his role. There's a great scene where he's sitting across the table, you're in the room, and he meets his counterpart. Talk about J.K. Simmons, because here's a guy that's just sort of floundered through his career.
The great thing about J.K.'s part is that he plays the main two parts in this series, and they're both completely distinctive. And as the series goes on, what we learn actually about their similarities, about the things that they actually share, despite the fact that the last 30 years they've lived completely different lives, and to try and trace why they're so different and what are the same stimuli that actually made them make these very different decisions. It's actually the emotional kind of heart of the show, wrapped up in this very exciting spy thriller, and how he handles the development of both characters as they learn more about each other, and how they trust and don't trust each other, and can they coexist. It's that is one of the, I think, one of the most interesting, intriguing aspects of the show, and he handles it so brilliantly.
And this whole, this passageway, this crossing into a parallel dimension, this what came out of an experiment during the Cold War. Just a little bit of background on how this parallel world, this crossing, came about.
Yeah, it's still at the moment, it's still very mysterious, and more will be revealed. But ultimately, what we know from the first episode is that there was some kind of experiment in the basement of this building in Berlin during the Cold War, and it just, and we don't know exactly how it happened yet. This crossing was created, and the person who first went through it ultimately met himself. And it's a whole, it's a, at that time, the worlds were exactly the same. It was the same reality that was duplicated. So they've had everything up until that year was identical. And now since then, and since the two worlds became aware of each other, that is the thing that sparked these initial difference. And more over time, these worlds have become actually very different. And by now, 30 years later, this uneasy peace is becoming very, very tenuous. And it's all about to kick off, ultimately.
And they live side by side. They don't trust each other. And so many great characters in Counterpart, the new series on Stars, talking to one of the stars, Harry Lloyd, about the production. Howard Silk's wife is an interesting character. Talk about a mysterious woman. She's a fascinating character to watch this really unfold on the screen.
I mean, yeah, the heart of it is this relationship between Howard and his wife on both sides, ultimately, and the secrets that they have kept from each other and their relationship. It's this very strange, you can't even call it a love triangle. I suppose it's a love kind of square. And through understanding this relationship and is how you understand more about Howard. And the fact that this woman he met about 30 years ago, he has two very different relationships now, and very different things have happened to both women. And so at the heart of it, there is this very strong, emotional, human story. But as everything with this show, nothing is really as it seems, and there are lots of twists and turns along the way.
You know, as you're watching as a viewer, you can't help but think about the premise, and you think the big question, what if? As an actor playing this role, playing Peter Quayle, do you do that as well?
In all honesty, Peter is one of the few characters, along with, I would say, Ian Shaw, is a character played by Nicholas Pinnock on the other side. Like him, Peter is someone who is not at all interested, actually, in the metaphysical and the philosophical and the what-ifs. He has a life that he was quite happy with before the events of season one kick off. He has his nice job. He has a family. He is very comfortable. So all he's trying to do, ultimately, is to get back to his comfortable position and to not be uncovered as the, dare I say it, weak and shallow man that he is underneath. So actually, even though I find it very interesting, playing someone who's not actually, he has one motivation, which is to save his own behind.
And I imagine as you're watching, too, you're thinking, you know, maybe Peter's got it right. If I found out there was another me identical in a parallel universe, that'd be a whole lot of burden. That'd be, you know, open up a whole lot of questions. Maybe I'm just better off not knowing and going on with life, which is what Peter is trying to do. Besides that, and this is a series that makes you think, but even more than that, it really is a thriller, isn't it? Talk about the scripts that you get, because you're never quite sure what's going to happen. In fact, most of the time, you're a little surprised by what happens.
I mean, that was my main concern after I read the first episode. I thought, this is such a rich premise. But it's also huge, and it throws up so many different questions. And can the people making it kind of handle it? Is it going to be overwhelming? Is it going to be too complicated? Or is it not going to explore the things that I find really interesting? And what I think is one of the great testaments to Justin's writing and imagination is also just how structured it is. By placing it in the spy genre, it is a constant page-turner. But even if you have no interest in the metaphysical, for example, just the plot twists and the character development and the action scenes, you know, the way that they are kind of placed and the way that the episodes end, it is a real challenge to turn it off just because there is a huge intrigue and there's this big conspiracy that we're trying to uncover.
Got about a minute left.
It's a rollicking ride.
Yeah, I have to ask you about the location, because when you mention spy, the first thing that comes to mind is Berlin. As I'm watching, I feel like it's a spy series in Berlin. You were there to do some filming. What's that like? Because as soon as you get into that city, I would think you have this Cold War feeling, a Cold War vibe that comes over you.
Yeah, well, what was great about the first season, we shot over half of the series in LA, in studios and on locations that we matched to Berlin locations. And then only for the last few months did we go to Berlin. And suddenly it all came alive, just at the time when people were probably getting a bit tired by the end of the shoot. We had this renewed energy. I mean, the history of Berlin is so close to the surface still. You can see the lines on the street where the Berlin Wall used to reside. You can see placards of stories of, at this point, someone tried to cross over. And it suddenly brought a whole other dimension to the story we were telling. And the Berlin that they use is often the parts of East Berlin. It's the nightclubs made of rubble. It's the graffiti. It's the independent kind of Berlin side. It feels very young and fresh. And it adds so much by setting it in Berlin.
We're talking about the new series Stars, the new spy thriller Counterpart. It's premiering Sunday, January 21st at Eastern Pacific, only on Stars. With us, acclaimed actor, writer, producer Harry Lloyd. Harry, thank you so much for being with us. It's going to be fascinating watching the series unfold this season. Thanks for being with us on the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.